Kansas City called the internist, and who was a medical man, who, by the way, and I may have told you this, was a resident with Sam. I didn't know it that day, and I didn't know it for a couple of days, but I certainly was glad to hear it, and I was tremendously impressed with him that evening, because he's an excellent doctor. He just was wonderful. He must have spent at least 2 hours with me in the emergency room, doing a history, taking a history, and doing a physical on me, and examining me, and making sure that there was no contraindication for giving me any medicine, like a history of ulcers or ulcers in my family. And he just went right along the line, asking me all kinds of questions, and doing it. And thorough examination on me, my eye grounds and everything. I just can't tell you how very good he was and how wonderful he was to me. And then by the time he decided that he was going to give me this medication, my hands were, frozen in such a position I couldn't move to make a fist for them. And I have rotten veins anyway and tough skin. And my veins had all collapsed, and they had, soaked my arms in hot towels. And I had a temper about 102, but they had to wrap my arm in hot towels to get the veins to come up. You know, things that only happen when you're terribly busy, and things that only happen to people like nurses, But in the meantime, they moved me up into the ward, into a private room with one of these electric beds. You know, you push a button, it goes up, push a button, it goes down, the head goes up, the head goes down. It's beautiful. And they gave me the medication up in the upstairs, intravenously, and then 6 hours later they gave me intramuscularly. And started me on orally. And the next morning, I could move my legs and I could walk, and my hands, too, a lot better. But then you get a progression of soreness. Now, I didn't get the swelling, and I didn't get the terrific pain because I was on medication, but I did get it up into my jaw, right up what they call the mandibular notch, where you're going to chew. And I only had fever for a couple of days. And night sweats. I still do, but that's part of it, And my legs had blanched, and all my skin had blanched. I was no longer one solid shade of red. And I did have this. They had to put me on a gentle, soft diet for 3 days, baby food. And then my shoulders and hips started, but they weren't bad. And I neglected. I'm kind of going back over this, but I neglected to mention that the man at the captain came to me. I told you there was a captain there. And he was talking to the civilian, and I interrupted him with Admiral Lehman, who was in charge of Chief Naval Research. But I really couldn't get upset about that. I mean, and he was very understanding and quite concerned, about my welfare. And later on, I understand the captain called the dispensary to make sure, to find out what my disposition had been, what they did with me. And he was told, of course, that I had been evacuated to the hospital. So I had a couple of days in bed, really, mostly, and marvelous care. They had the German dermatologist consultant come in, and he came in one day, the second day I was there, and he said to Dr. Daniels, well, she's getting a plus treatment. And Dr. Daniels said, she deserves it, which I thought was quite nice. You know, lots of times they don't feel that way. But I can't go into all the details about all the things they did, but the nursing office, someone from the nursing office, like the assistant chief nurse, came up every day, or the chief nurse, and she has quite an area. She doesn't just have a weak spot in hospital. She's an area chief, so she has other hospitals to check into. She's a colonel, lieutenant colonel. And I just had everybody coming in, and the nurses on the ward were absolutely marvelous to me, were the core WASP, I guess I call them. And everything was just great. And after about 2 days, they moved me into a room with a girl by the name of Fran Boudreau from Chelsea, Mass., who was an Air Force nurse, but was being evacuated to St. Albans for back surgery. So I gave her the name of a nurse there, Peg Burrell, and also wrote to Peg and asked her to look her up. And in about a day or so, another nurse from the Azores came in for breast biopsy, Air Force nurse. And I can't tell you how kind and how good everyone at the hospital very good care of me. My blood sugar was elevated. They did 2 repeat blood sugars and had me doing urines 4 times a day for 3 days. And my heterophile was elevated, but it was from the serum. I mean, when I left that hospital, I knew that what was wrong with me was serum sickness. I mean, they checked out that it could have been rheumatic fever, that it could have been any other number of things. And I was very, very satisfied and certainly could never complain. And all for $1.13 a day. So, I say that. There were patients there from all over. They sent all the tenants and other places, you know, the military too, from Turkey and Italy and Greece and France and England. So I met people from all over and I enjoyed talking with them. And it wasn't the most pleasant experience in the world to be sick, but it was not an unpleasant experience. In spite of the fact that I was in the hospital, I did enjoy myself. And on Wednesday, they told me I could go out on a cast, and I think you're probably more interested in things like that than hearing about the details of hospital life. So I went into the apex at Wiesbaden, and I met a woman there who offered to take me shopping on Friday. And I did go with her on Friday. That's kind of jumping the gun, too. She was a very nice woman, a complete scatterbrain, had spent only 2 months in Wiesbaden, didn't know any place. But it was nice of her to offer to take me shopping. So I did order a coat, and I got out the next day. It was awfully cold up there, and I don't know what I'm going to do with all these things. But it's kind of like a cape, and it's a Bavarian coat. It's an off-white with a green Loden binding. And it's got a hood and everything. I suppose it's more sporty than anything, I don't know. But it's quite warm, and it's more like a cape. But it was only $15, and I figured for that amount of money, I couldn't afford not to have it. And so Thursday, I did go over to the apex again. I picked up some things for the other patients that couldn't get out, like pajamas and things. It was a new experience for them to have a nurse as a patient, you know? I mean, patients having a nurse as a patient with them. They call me Rosie O'Grady, I guess, because of my name. And then Friday, I went with Jenny West shopping, and it was raining. That was a bad move. And also, he had cut my medication a little bit more than he had intended to. And that, my joints started aching again. So when I came back, the ward nurse, Major Abadaka, saw that I was put back on more medication, and I went to bed. She was really, you know, tough old gal, but just tremendous nurse. And that night, I was feeling pretty good, so my roommate and I went out for pizza in Germany, across the